Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. For this week's show, we partnered with the Missouri Business Alert, a statewide digital publication covering Missouri's top business news. I'm Kara Tabor. Have you got color in your cheeks? Missouri is known for its agricultural interests in cash crops, but some farmers are beginning to invest in something other than soybeans, corn, and hogs. Missouri Business Alert's Matt Zuzulo reports on niche specialty crops that are turning heads and making money for farmers. For breakfast, you can fry bacon from Missouri hogs. At lunchtime, you may have some polenta made from Show Me State corn. And at dinner, you can drink some pawpaw wine with your locally raised beef. Missouri agriculture may be a little more diverse than you may think. The Missouri Department of Agriculture announced in October that more than half of $400,000 in USDA grant money to Missouri will go toward niche crops such as the pawpaw and the elderberry. The grants are to promote the development of these specialty crops and increase awareness of local food sources. For farmers like Terry Durham of River Hills Harvest in Hartsburg, Missouri, niche fruit has become attractive. 8 years ago, he ditched growing vegetables and turned to something a little sweeter, elderberries.
We had moved from being an organic vegetable farm for over 20 years to growing elderberries that were a permanent crop, so we didn't have to do tillage. We planted them one time and take care of them so the ground doesn't get worked up as much, and it's all covered with cover crops in between the rows of elderberries. And so for farmers, it's a unique opportunity to be able to have a new crop that has not been commercially available before that is in demand.
Durham's company makes products like elderberry juice and jelly and supplies the fruit to buyers like chocolatiers, ice cream makers, and beer makers. And while other states like Arkansas and Iowa have elderberry crops too, Durham says Missouri is a prime location for cultivation.
It will grow anywhere in the Midwest. Missouri is the place. It's the number one producer of elderberries right now. And we see that we will continue that for quite a while because of the support the state has given us. It's allowed our farmers to be a little ahead of the rest of the country in producing elderberries.
Along with these tiny berries, the largest fruit indigenous to North America is getting a boost from the grants. The pawpaw, a creamy fleshed fruit with similarities to banana and papaya, has joined the elderberry in a reemergence. Both are heritage fruits, popular in the past and now gaining attention from farmers and researchers. Sherry Crabtree works with the world's only pawpaw research program at Kentucky State University. She says growing the fruit can offer unique opportunities for farmers.
Something that's going to make you stand out at the farmer's market and generate interest because it's something unusual that a lot of people may not have seen before. And I think that gives it a higher value, too, because the supply is a little bit lower. So you can charge a good price because not everybody is going to have pawpaws for sale at your local farmer's market.
Crabtree says mature pawpaw trees can bear 50 to 75 pounds of fruit, which can fetch $2 to $4 per pound at market. And just like the elderberry, the pawpaw can be used in a variety of foods like beer, wine, ice cream, and jam. While Durham farms exclusively berries, he says niche crops like the pawpaw and the elderberry can provide even traditional farmers with extra income.
When you have a son that's coming back to farm and you already have 1,000 acres that it takes for you to make a living, to buy the additional land and equipment to do twice as much to support that second farm family is fairly difficult. But by investing in more high-value crops, they can take a few acres and create another livelihood on the farm.
Investment in these crops could lead to more money to farmers and more variety at the farmers' market. To see photos of the crops and get more information, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com. Columbia's Proposition 2, a tax on new development in the city, was voted down on Tuesday night's ballot. If the proposition had passed, development fees would have increased by 50 cents per square foot on construction, something supporters say would help to sustain Columbia's infrastructure. KBIA's Jack Howard reported on the loss and the supporters who are continuing the fight.
If we had one more week, we would have won this.
I'm Jack Howard in Columbia. That was Alice Turner. She helped publicize Proposition 2, a tax on new development. It was voted down on Tuesday night. Prop 2 advocates raised around $5,000 in the few weeks before the election against more than $100,000 raised by the opposition. Turner says even though Prop 2 is defeated, developers need to pay more to support public works.
Really raised awareness in the city of Columbia about the developers aren't paying their fair share.
City Council member Ian Thomas says the debate on tax development isn't over. Thomas says he thinks they'll continue to have a hard time passing similar taxes in the future, but he'll continue the fight. His next target is the capital improvement sales tax next year.
If that's not passed, then there won't be any new roads being built in Columbia. That's pretty much a certainty.
Thomas says the city needs more money to develop infrastructure like sewers and fire stations as it continues to grow. For KBIA News, Jack Howard.
In addition to Proposition 2, voters also struck down Proposition 1. Proposition 1 would have provided funds for the city to hire more public safety officers by increasing property taxes 30 cents for every $100 assessed. The proposition was rejected with 60% of the votes against it. For more local coverage of midterm election results, visit KBIA.org. Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat in partnership with the Missouri Business Alert. For KBIA News, I'm Kara Tabor.